Hi, welcome back to Two Kims, One Pod. This is one a shorty pod. Shorty episode because guess what? We have lives too, okay? We don't just dedicate our lives to talking to you guys.
I don't know.
We do. But this is my favorite.
I don't have much else going on. Yeah.
Yeah. But we do have to make it a short one, but we haven't talked to each other in like
weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks or something. 3 weeks maybe. So I need a catch up on your life. The last time I talked to you, you were going down to Indiana?
Yes.
God forbid. Oh my God. It was Indiana? I was hoping it was Iowa. I was hoping it was Iowa.
No, it wasn't. It's not. It's Indiana. And then after that, I went to Minneapolis.
Which isn't as bad.
You know what? It was, there was like a more vibrant cuisine, like eating, like restaurant culture.
Food scene.
And it was food scene.
Coffee's good up there.
Yeah, it was interesting. You forget that people live lives outside of large cities.
I think, yeah.
It's like a really coastal elite shit to say.
Yeah, and you're not even on a coast.
I know.
You're on a lake, honey.
It's a third coast. It's a coast.
You're right. It's a coast. There's a coastline.
So
that's ebbing away.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I've been out of town for those like 2 weeks, and let me tell you, Peter, fucked up my life.
Smaller Midwestern towns. Did you feel like such a a fancy girl, a city girl?
It was. How about this? It was very clear that I was from out of town.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Asian. And loud. Yeah.
Yeah. Opinions. Like all of it. Opinions. Yeah. Like you know. Mm-hmm. It's standing with so much confidence.
Yes.
So yeah, it was very clear that I was from out of town. Everyone like kind of immediately asked me where I was from.
Oh. Where am I from?
Like, you know, like, are you from out of town? Like, that was literally the first question most people asked me. And then
not the East Asian country that you belong to.
No. And I would have still said been like Chicago.
Yeah. North side?
I don't know what you're asking me, but it wouldn't have been immediate. But like, you know this because you just came in from out of town. And like, even when we travel, like, I will say this because I was alone for these, you know, like trips out of town.
Same.
It fucks you up. Like, digestion, mentally. Like, you have to...
Digestion for sure. I mean, the food outside of big cities are, like, gross.
I literally, like, didn't shit for 4 days.
You didn't shit? I shit
too
much.
I did not shit.
Oh, wow. We have the opposite response.
I mean, we are the spectrum.
Yes. Yes. We are the full circle.
We are the full circle between you and I. Uh-huh. This is the reason why it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're out. I'm in.
Yeah. I'm blast. You're hold.
I'm hold. You are plug. I am socket. Like.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So like I literally, it just fucks you up like that and like mentally because you have to work so hard to maintain some semblance of regularity. Like, and outside of just digestion, like your mind, your wellness spiritually, you know, you have to check in. And it was just, you know, that's so much work outside of already doing work.
Yeah. And you're not doing a lot of wellness check-ins on the norm. So outside of your zip code, hell, are you serious? That's not happening.
Hey, can I tell you that? So for the gig in Indiana, I had to drive. Because they insisted on me
no
being there.
No way. You drove to Indiana?
In a rental. In a rental.
Oh, my God.
And they insisted, because they insisted that I get there on Monday. And I was like, listen, I can't get there on Monday until like 4 or 5. Until like 4:30 or 5.
And you guys, Angie can't drive.
I really can't drive. Like, especially at night.
It's violence.
Really can't. It's violence.
Yeah.
Really. Like, it's not safe.
No,
and
I'm
so
scared.
And so I was like, listen, I can't get there until 4:30 or 5. They got me a rental car. I hit the road. They insisted on me being there on Monday for this fitting. I'm on the road. I'm getting into Indianapolis, okay? This is hour 3.5 on the road. And I get a call at 4 saying that I don't need to be there.
Come in. No way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. So
I'd be so fucking pissed.
So I'm there.
Oh my God.
I'm there an extra day because, they just went home. Production went home because it was 5.
Oh my God, that's so fucking annoying. So you're in Indianapolis, not working, away from your family, eating shitty food. Are you in a hotel? That's nice.
Yeah. No, it's Indiana.
Oh.
It was fine. It was fine. It was fine. It was clean.
Yeah. Tell me. I mean, what was it? A Courtyard Inn? What are we talking?
It was NBC a Holiday Inn. It was a Holiday Inn Express.
Not the Express.
Oh, I want to get in
the
and
early
out quickly.
Checkout. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
10 items or less.
No pool.
And so, no
Honey,
pool.
No pool. No gym.
There was a gym. There was a gym.
Oh, there was.
That's what I mean. Oh, it wasn't like it was. It was
Express.
Fine. It was great. It was yes. It was fine, but it was just more that like I had to be there so early. So we wrap on Wednesday. So I'm there Monday, Tuesday, filming on Wednesday.
Uh huh.
Already, whatever. So why I couldn't get there on Tuesday, no one knows. And
oh my God.
So I do my fitting on Tuesday. We film on Wednesday. It's great, by the way. On set, loved it. Wonderful.
Was this for the casino?
This was for a bank.
Oh, okay.
And okay. Wonderful, wonderful being on set. We wrap. We wrap by 4.
Mm-hmm.
We're in and out. And we're like, well, we're supposed to leave like technically on Thursday, but we're like, let's just drive home now.
Yeah.
We'll be home by 7:30.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to open up the gas tank on the rental.
No. What kind of car?
It's a Nissan, like, Rogue, like something like that, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's a Ford. It's a type of Ford, but it's like a newer kind of car. Also, by the way, yes, it's a Ford.
American.
I couldn't figure out how to do Apple, like the Apple car. It wouldn't sync up. So I just played my phone.
Out loud.
Out loud. In the car, in silence. Also, almost got a full accident on the way. Like the car, you know how newer cars have like the beep, 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 and it'll stop.
Yeah,
flash. It did that, and I almost ran into a car. So I'm already, and so I just like drove in silence for a half hour because I was afraid. And then I turned on my phone on full blast and listened to music, kind of scared. So at 4:30,
there was no cord?
No.
Oh, no.
I had a cord, but there was nothing to, it still wouldn't sync up.
Oh no.
So at 4:30 we wrap and we hit the end. 4:30 we wrap, we say goodbye. I hit the road, but I can't figure out how to open the gas tank. So
on a Ford? Is the Ford just a pull open?
No, it wasn't. I couldn't figure
it out.
It's
not a push open?
It was not a push open.
Like one of those like push in to get out type
I guess.
Of situation?
But it was, I couldn't figure out, like there was no like thing that you tug on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't figure it out, and I'm at half a tank.
No. Oh, no.
I did a half a tank to get there.
You got back in a half a tank in 3.5 hours? No. You stopped in the middle?
How about this? The empty light was on for...
Wait, you couldn't just Google how to open the tank for
I was already on the road.
Car?
I was already on the road. I made a decision. I was sticking to it. And
no, I mean, while you were trying to open it, why didn't you just Google it?
So I okay. You're not being supportive.
Open AI.
You're not being
ChatGPT.
You're not being supportive, Peter.
This is the same. This is the basically you as a man not asking for directions. This is so toxic. Like, you could have literally. Anyway, so, okay. All right.
You're being supportive.
You're gone. We're past that. No need to backtrack. That's my fault.
I brought
logic into this. That's my fault.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You understand why you're being rude.
Yes.
And so,
I am being a man.
Why are you bringing logic to this whimsy girl's house?
I realize I am mansplaining. Yes.
Thank you. So I am on E for like I'm so scared that I'm gonna and also like this I start E on like the part of the highway where there are no exits.
Oh God.
So like if I run out of gas, there's like
just
no shoulder
forever.
No, there's no shoulder for me to pull over on.
Oh
like I'm in the mix.
In the lane.
Oh, and also, by the way, it gets dark and I really can't see. Like, I'm really having trouble seeing because there's no, like, lights for, like, those Indiana roads. Mm-hmm. So, really scared. I'm literally going 45 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm scared. And also, you know, I'm scared. So, also, I'm, like, hearing, like, my phone, like, tin, because I can't figure out this Apple car either. So, I make it to my house. I can't imagine there's more than a mile on the tank because it was on E.
I can't believe you didn't stop.
I did not stop.
Did it feel like weak at the end where it was like puttering?
Oh, I don't think I could have handled another like stop and go.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You were literally rolling through the stop sign.
like fumes.
Yeah.
Fumes.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. And so I don't think so I was on E basically.
You're really lucky.
Right?
Yeah.
I was really on lucky. E from basically the sign that said welcome to Illinois.
Holy shit. See, just goes to tell you that they're gaslighting you. Literally gaslighting. That is a gaslight telling
So turns out I just did some I did an experiment. Actually, I was doing science. Yes, and
you pushed your limits. The limit does not exist.
Push through. It was so scary. I wish it was truly psychotic. Like
you could have been like taken, murdered, killed, ransomed, like
hello?
I mean, it's Indiana.
I
where the KKK started.
I'm very easily trafficked. Like you know this.
Oh yeah. You're light.
I'm very light. I'm compact. Yeah. I'm a to-go package as a human. Like you know, I can be picked up and taken. I have very weak core strength. I'm not strong.
Some have called you a happy meal.
Thank you.
Yes, you're like that girl from Russia who came over.
Like the one that you said. Don't bring it back.
Tricked the people to thinking that she was a child. That's you.
The episode that got us demonetized from YouTube.
Yeah, as if we're getting monetized on YouTube. Nothing we say can be monetized. Wow, that is so scary, Angie. I'm glad you freaking made it back.
Thank God I made it back.
The worst part of that story is not being able to sync to Apple Play. That's crazy. Why do you even have an Apple?
This is what I mean. It was crazy. It was crazy. Okay, now you have to fill me in on South by Southwest.
Okay, so I was also out of town and in a place with not as great food as LA. So I feel your pain. I was in the country.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Austin's a very cute city. It's a city. It's a small city, big town, I would say. And it's got a lot of culture, music. It's like Nashville-y, mm-hmm. you know, but a little weirder, if you will. But it's gotten a lot like SF in that there's been a lot of tech bros that's taken over. So there's a lot of like, you know, those that like tech bro feel like, does anyone work here type of feel, you know? And this is coming from like a lot of bros just hanging out at cafes and like wearing shorts and sandals and in the middle of the day, like Wednesday afternoon. You know what I mean? Like, that's mm-hmm. the vibe. Like, you don't really see that in Chicago. Chicago, I feel like people, like, most people are, like, 9-to-5ers.
Yeah, they
like,
work.
Austin, I don't know what it was like before, but it's become just like SF, where it's kind of like nobody works. Everyone's, like, too lax, and everyone's net worth is 900,000 plus. You know what I mean? It's like, what? Why is... What's happening here? A lot of venture capitalism... angel investing, that kind of shit, you know?
Okay.
It's that vibe. Yeah.
Okay.
Real estate, moguls, okay. You know, that kind of stuff. So
this is like a boom. It's a boomtown vibe.
Boomtown vibe. Also, the comedy boom is happening in Austin.
It's like it's equivalent of it's like a 21st century boom. Like throughout history, it's like, you know, when gold rush stuff happens, like this is like the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
People are coming in looking for ideas.
Data.
Data?
I don't know. Yeah. And South by Southwest is like the kind of like epitome of that. Of that Austin vibe of like tech meets art meets mm-hmm. innovation meets media, you know, like that kind of stuff. And so it felt very overwhelming in that the whole city is taken over by nerds in badges.
For sure.
And so I really try not to wear my badge because it just was such a like, I'm going to suffer. You know, like it's so like dweeby, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the birthplace of like dudes that do this.
Yes. It's very like the Church of Tim Cook.
Yeah.
Yes. Tim Apple. So, like, yeah. And it's a lot of like, well, we got to like revitalize the data sphere, you know, that kind of talk. Like, it's just like,
Data sphere. Okay.
Oh, I went to, by the way, an AI summit and almost cried my eyes out because it's bleak out here.
Okay.
And the technology is moving faster than we are able to check on it. So, cool.
Wait, can I yeah. tell you some? Because you are a AI doomsayer, right? Like uh-huh. you like portending the end. And I think mm-hmm. it's true. Like, you know, if you've ever watched any sort of sci-fi, this is how it starts.
Yeah, the singularity is upon us.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. But I will say, as someone, I've explored this. And I will uh-huh. say this, there is something good here. I bring you good news from the AI front.
Oh, wow. A gospel of AI. Okay.
I bring you good news. I come bearing the good news. I'm here to spread that.
What have you heard?
If you ask AI anything about race
uh-huh.
and you ask it to make any jokes
mm-hmm. I have.
About race.
I've tried.
It won't.
I know.
It refuses.
I know.
I've asked various iterations of it.
Yes.
Trying to get around it. It refuses. Yes.
Uh-huh. AI's woke.
And this is where comedy is going. Be ready.
Okay. So that's the good news? That AI won't be forcibly racist?
It can't even make generalizations. It can't do any of that stuff. So it's like, I think that like comedy can start moving towards like a woker version of like 90s comedy where it's like not racist, but like you can call out differences and still be accepting because AI can't do that.
Okay, so we still got a job. We can still be racist on stage. Yes!
We can, not racist. We can be racial.
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 Yes. Racial
good news.
Meta. Yes. yeah, that's true. And, you know, by the way, the like scariest thing about the AI conference was they kept saying, like, AI makes us more human. And I was like, no. You are AI. You are iRobot. You're iRobot. So that was scary. But the other part of it, the film and TV and comedy mm-hmm. part of it was so fucking fun. I got to go there because a movie I was in premiered. And I got to do some comedy as well.
You did a red carpet? You did a step and repeat?
I did the step and repeat. I did some interviews. I did some sound bites for the SXXW channel. So it was really cute. I had never done a festival in that way, you know? So like I've done like a couple of festivals with my movie before Dealing with Dad.
Right.
But at a much smaller scale, no mm-hmm. press like that or red carpet to speak of. Nearly a carpet. It was hardwood all the way.
Vinyl flooring.
Yes. it felt really cool and special. And I'll tell you what, the thing that really felt cool was I had never seen something that I was in with a theater of 500 people laughing. Now, as a comic, you know what it feels like to pull laughs and
for
how
sure.
absolutely, you know, identifying that is for us, and it's what we live for and die for. Now, getting laughs on my performance that's taped while I'm sitting there and watching with the people, that was out of body experience.
It felt better.
Yeah. Here's why. Not better, different. It felt like I was doing stand-up, but I was not performing. You know what I mean? It was so crazy, because I'm getting the laughs. They're laughing at me, but that's not me right now. But exactly. I'm still getting the laughs. That's for me. No one else is taking that. That's mine. And it also helped that the editor and the director were so cool and kind to keep in 80% of my ad-libs.
Wow.
So, like, that was me. Not even a performance of someone else's lines. Like, that was me improvising.
Mm-hmm.
Like, possibly the biggest laugh in the movie is a thrown away, like, something I made up on the spot that I did not think they were going to use. Because I was like, that's ridiculous. They're not going to use that. You know, when you're just doing, like, fun.
For sure. Wilds, yeah.
Wilds. And they're like, okay, do another one. And I'm just, like, going at it. And they kept so much of my stuff in. And, like, cut me into the movie, which I got to say, like, I have never experienced anything like this.
Where you're being taken care of?
No. That. But also, like, in a theater experience, like, getting laughs for something I'm not currently doing.
I mean, explain to me how you are saying that it's like stand-up. Like,
because it's my words, my performance, and everyone's laughing because it's my timing. Like, I'm setting it up and then I'm punching it, or the editor setting it up and I'm punching it. So I'm pulling the laughs, and it's like, also, I've never experienced me getting laughs from the audience. I've always been on stage. And in the audience, it sounds fucking so loud.
Right. I didn't think about that.
Right? Like, that's what I mean about out of body. Like, this is what it feels like to be in the audience and these hundreds of people laughing at the same time, because I'm orchestrating that on film. But, like, it was crazy. The first time I watched it, I was like, I couldn't process, because I was also watching for the first time. But the third time I watched it, like, I was watching with my cousin and his wife. And they were crying and guffawing and laughing out loud. And, like, just, like, I had never experienced that from family. Like, right. My family enjoying something I've done.
I don't know what that's like. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, it's
no. I mean, it's crazy. It's actually making me feel crazy.
I don't know if we deserve this. Like, this isn't for us, I think.
So, like, okay, where do you feel good when you get laughs on stage? Do you feel it in your gut, loins? Like, where do you feel that heat?
Kind of like chest up to my face, like.
And in the audience, when you were watching them watch you laugh, where did you get the heat?
More gut. And donkomong. Yeah. It was weird.
I have never had donkomong heat.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this is something different. And, like, even movie stars, right? Like, movie people.
For sure.
You don't get laughs like that. Like, you, like, comedy movies you do, but, like, how many comedy movies are there out there? You know, like, it's mostly drama and, like, crime or whatever the fuck, right? Like, so people might be like, or, like, if it's a horror, you're, like, screaming or whatever together, but, like, the laughs together
also,
in the room.
Also, actors that aren't comics as well don't care.
Right. Okay, that's very true. I never thought about that. Like,
they want it to be funny. But it's not the same sort of, like, visceral reaction about laughs.
Laughs. It's so crazy. It's so crazy, Angie.
That's, like, that is, I'm thinking about it. Wow.
Imagine 96 minutes, and if there were, like, 50 laughs, right, in the whole film, like.
Like, more than half of the movie was laughs?
It was really funny.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really funny. I think Zarna got, like, the most laughs.
For sure.
I think I might have gotten the biggest laughs.
Awesome.
I think I might have had actually a little more screen time than Zarna. It was a little crazy. Like, I'm telling you, they cut me into the movie where it's like, that's another time you're seeing my face and someone's laughing about something I say. It's like throwaway lines, you know? But it's like perfectly edited because it's in between a heartfelt moment.
For sure.
And I'm like commenting on it, you know what I mean? And so it's going back and forth. So the audience is like relieved because I'm coming on and saying something stupid or whatever, or making a dumb face. And man, it felt incredible. I was like, if I could do this forever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would even do stand up.
Are you different?
Actually, no, I would. I would. It's a different type of response. But the fact that my world is broken. I know like this is stupid to someone who's been doing comedy movies or whatever, but like
for sure.
In my head, I just unlocked a brand new way to get validated.
I mean, you are different.
I am changed. Something right? has changed within me.
Was it like a religious experience?
Close to. I wouldn't say religious because I've had like spiritual like experiences. So it wasn't like that. But
it wasn't like you were on mushrooms.
No. Yeah. Nothing like that. But it was close.
Wow.
It was understanding that people can react to me in the way I want them to without even me doing it.
That feels crazy.
Like a delayed DIY orgasm.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know what I mean? That's literally what I'm like imagining. You're like it. Rubbing that's how your it feels. I'm rubbing my I'm like trying to figure out like what, because you were talking about it in the chest, and I'm like, am I okay? Like, because that feels, because sometimes the memory of the performance and how it felt on set, you know, I'm such a like live performance, like an animal of live performance. Like, right. It does drive me crazy that people on set can't like react because it'll ruin the take.
I know. Yeah.
It really does. And so it makes, so when you're describing this and like getting the laugh finally.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
After
the edging of it all.
The edging of it, because like I'm just thinking about times where grips have been like, that was really funny.
Yeah.
I had, you know what I mean? Where they like tell you they had a tough time or whatever. And it's like, and then being able to see it in a theater
with 500 people. Like, you might have, you could do more people, but like, it felt crazy, Eunji. I think you are hitting upon something where it's like, oh, it's so delayed. It's a year later.
Yeah.
So I'm like watching myself a year later and watching people watch me a year later. So there is this like cool satisfaction of like, all that work paid off.
And you knowing that the laugh was there in that moment.
And the editor and director
affirming it as well.
And saying, this is the frame we're using.
Yes.
Because we know that if we cut from here to here, that's going to elicit a laugh from the audience. And they're right. And it's like, just like magic. You know, like it's truly delayed magic. And I don't know if I'm ever going to experience something like that again. Hopefully there's something written out there for me, or I'll write something that I can do this over and over again. But when I was in that theater with my family watching this film with people crying and laughing, and I'm watching it for the third time crying and laughing, I'm going, this is bigger than anything I've ever done before. Not just like size of project. Yeah. I'm saying artistically.
Wow.
I'm reaching people in a new way. In a way that's beyond just my like yuckity yucks that I do on stage 10 to 15 minutes at a time. You know, like they're sitting with me in this world for 96 minutes laughing and crying with me and this ensemble. But like, yeah. And the way the people approach me afterwards were like different than like, oh, you're so funny, blah, blah, blah. They were like, that was incredible. Thank you. You know, just really grateful.
Is this like the best you felt about
a performance?
Yeah.
I think so. Oh, did I
you,
know I, so.
You felt that 100%. Way. But you felt that. You felt 100%. That way on set too, right?
Oh yeah. There's this. I'll just wrap it up with this. There's this moment. Okay. So we got reviewed in the Hollywood Reporter. Angie Han, kick-ass Korean. Shout out. Thank you for writing about us. And also, you didn't have to do this, but I see you. I see you, girl. She shouted me out on like a little
wonderful
corner.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Saying like also. Yeah. I want to put this on my website. Quote, a reliable source for laughs.
Yeah.
Which is like the.
Yeah. Like you're a big bucket, and he is
always full.
Always yeah. full. It is a yeah. reliable
you might,
source.
Not enticing, but there if no, you need it.
It's like you're the local Chipotle, the best Chipotle.
Yes, and that's
a reliable
Chipotle.
Source.
Yeah, yeah. The one on the main drag.
Yeah, the best one.
But I will say that she shouted out a moment where I say something. So nonchalantly, and I won't ruin it for people because I hope it gets wide distribution. But I say this joke that I completely ad-libbed, and I remember after I ad-libbed it, the second I said the line,
yeah,
I saw Jonathan Groff burst out into laughter, like crying, and I start crying. Everyone in the table is like dying. The take is ruined.
For
so
sure.
I thought they could not use it. But they cut into it in a way where they were able to save that take.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking crazy? Like, that's the level of, like, you didn't have to do this. But they were also, I'm thinking, like, this is the funniest thing.
Yes.
Of the takes. So we got to use that.
I mean, can I just say that sometimes... I mean, I love stand-up comedy. That is, I am a stand-up comedian. I would say that, but it's lonely. And you are alone up there. And while it is also incredibly empowering to be the only one wielding the laugh stick mm-hmm. and the only person receiving the laughter, what you're describing is a collaboration of like-minded people who are all competent, and that is horny. That is so
that
sexy.
That is so horny. That's
it's
movie
truly,
making.
Truly, that is so horny, and like that's...
It's everyone's at the peak of their thing, so when everyone comes together, it becomes like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yes! I mean, it's what improv at its peak is.
There you go.
You know, a spontaneous collaboration between strangers that... Everyone becomes better versions of themselves, and the thing that you create is a direct reflection of that.
Yeah.
What else do you want?
What else is there artistically? No, yeah, I know. That's
it's the collaboration part of it that's so special. Yes. Yes.
And you've been on set the last couple of weeks, so yeah. I think you are also feeling this where you're
absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, stand up is something I do because I love it and this is who I am. This is a whole ass job that like also feeds me in yes. this way that I thought not wasn't possible, but like you just had so many like bad versions of it that you're mm-hmm. just kind of like, meh. And then you have a good version and you're like, oh my God, this is what it could be. And if I'm a director, I want to like recreate this like
right.
coziness. You know, that set familia feel like
that engenders performances like this that elicits this type of trust and vulnerability. Yes. And then we can all benefit. What you're describing feels so special. And that's the reason why good movies. Mm. I mean, people talk about it. There are plenty of great sets that are so fun to film that make horrible movies. Sure, and you see it all over. And it's worth it. Everyone still comes together because the experience is worth it. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of really toxic, horrible working conditions on sets that create great movies. But what you're describing?
Best of the best.
That's unicorn stuff.
The only thing missing, it was money. And here's what. That's why maybe it was so good.
Yeah.
You know, because it was so indie. It was so everyone picking up their slack and just fucking mm-hmm. running and gunning. We did everything in 19 days. Like, Yeah, you're right. There was something. If I could recreate this thing mm-hmm. over and over again for my artistic career, I would be so happy. I'd be fulfilled, happy. I would not want for more.
I mean, truly.
But what a dream. To the drawing board. I'm in LA and I get up on stage next and monetize this damn fucking podcast, bitch. But here's what. You and I have been doing a lot of work, and should we tell the folks? We gotta go soon, but
we do.
Unji and I are working up a little project, and we did a pitch on Monday, and we're about to sign off and do another pitch. So
yes.
Wish us luck, and we're excited to share the news with you if we do have news. I think we will. I think we will. It's a fun project, and I think people are very interested. So
ooh.
Stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.